At the top of the hour, news broke that all suitable cervical cancer patients to be offered the Pembro drug. And this has been a campaign that has been led in no small part by Labour Party TD Alan Kelly, who is the party's spokesperson on health. And I'm delighted he joins me now live from Strasbourg. Alan, good evening.
Good evening.
And Alan, it is absolutely great news, I'm sure, you know, for all the women that have been affected by the cervical check scandal, that now Pembro is going to be offered to them.
Yeah, it's fantastic news. It's quite an emotional day at the ring. A number of women who are affected by this have had the good news. It's a financial burden that they didn't need. It's been lifted off their shoulders. And I suppose, in many ways, that's what makes politics work at times, when you can help people who are such fantastic people like Áine Morgan and Tracy Brennan. And I just need to acknowledge the support of Vicky Phelan and all of this, who has been an amazing support to me in campaigning for this. She opened the door. Without her, we wouldn't be able to do this. So I just want to acknowledge her too.
Absolutely. And I suppose it's timely to remember people such as Emma Vic-Mahuna, you know, that this news has come too late for her and her family and for others. But it is a very good news story. And I'm sure, as you said yourself, it's going to, you know, it's going to make life that little bit easier for these people, that they don't have to try and get the money together. Now it's going to be funded. You know, you can't, I suppose we can say too little too late for some, but, you know, finally, and it's through your own perseveration, Alan, as well as Vicky Phelan, that you've rammed the door open and you've got the good news that they've been waiting for.
Yeah, absolutely. What happened was I noticed that there were many people campaigning for Pembro, women with stage 4 cervical cancer. And I felt that this was very unfair. I thought it was wrong. Because Vicky had been given it for free. And how under the Constitution of Ireland can you distinguish between two women with cervical cancer and treat them differently? I went to Vicky, I approached her, I said it, and the very minute I said it to her, she said I was thinking the same thing. And she said she would support me. I raised it in Health Committee, I raised it in the Dáil, I raised it on Clareborn Live, I raised it in every media I had the opportunity to do so. And Simon Harris did come back to me and said I was right. So did the Taoiseach. He said it in front of the Dáil to questions from my colleague Brendan Howland and also the head of the NCP, National Council for Family Economics, Professor Michael Barry. Now, it has taken a few weeks longer than I expected to get to this point because they had to do cross the T's and dot the I's. But it effectively means every single woman in this country who has stage 4 cervical cancer, whose clinician wants to prescribe Pembro, will be able to do free of charge. And that, I feel, is absolutely right and brilliant and gives people a chance of living longer and trying to defy the odds on what is, you know, a cancer that we all know the consequences of.
And of course, Adam, when you look at somebody like Vicky Phelan, who is taking Pembro now, and she's a testimony in and of itself that it does work. And even if it only increases life by 6 months, you know, it's 6 months that these women wouldn't be getting only for it.
Absolutely. It won't work for everyone. There's no point in saying it will. But you can test beforehand to see potentially its effectiveness. And it can extend women's lives who are obviously trying everything they can to live and fight into this. And you know what? I think, given what transpired in the cervical cancer scandal, I think as a country, we should do everything we can for these people. And that's why I was so committed to doing so. And I'm absolutely thrilled today. It's quite an emotional day. But it's fantastic.
Well, Alan, I know you're busy over there in Strasbourg, no doubt. You're probably trying to sort out Brexit, amongst other things. But look, it's not a day to talk about that. It's a good news story. And thanks for taking the time to talk to us down here in Youghal. And thanks to your good colleague, Liam, as well.
Thank you.
Keep up the great work, Alan. Thank you. And there we had the Labour Party spokesperson on health, Alan Kelly. I decided to just put in a call to see if I could get him on. And I think it was only right to get him on, because it is a good news story for Vicky Phelan and for the 221 group, you know, all those women who have been affected by this cervical check scandal, that now that they will be able to get Pembro. If their clinician feels that it is the right drug for them, they will be able to get it and the state will pay for it. You know, folks, there's a bigger story in all of this. It just proves that people power can actually move mountains.